With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. An athletic trainer at a Montana high school sexually abused at least 18 student athletes decades ago under the guise of boosting their athletic performance, according to a lawsuit filed today. The deception was aided by the team winning 5 state football championships in 16 years, the lawsuit states. It also claims the school and athletic officials knew about the alleged abuse and failed to stop it. The University of Montana aims to bring down roughly half of its $10 million budget shortfall this fiscal year. Interim Vice President of Administration and Finance Rosie Keller said Thursday to the university's budget committee that the school's financial shortfall is due to a decline in enrollment, but she says the school is making progress on closing that budget gap over the next 4 years. The Missoulian reports the University of Montana plans to accomplish that with recent voluntary staff and faculty buyouts and other savings. A black bear was apparently sleeping off a honey binge, was removed from a Bozeman yard and released out of town. Police say the homeowners had tried to rouse the 25-year-old female bear and scare her away Thursday morning, but weren't successful. State wildlife officials tranquilized the bear and relocated it out of town. The Flathead Beacon reports another black bear was caught today by wildlife officials at the Glacier Park International Airport. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesperson Dylan Tabish said the bear was spotted on airport property and reported it to the agency at 12 p.m. The 125-pound bear was found in a tree at about 1 p.m. It was tranquilized and will be released. The University of Montana has completed its fall semester census and reports a steeper-than-expected enrollment decline. Edward O'Brien has more.
Earlier this month, UM anticipated a roughly 5% enrollment drop this fall compared to last. Today, it reported 10,962 students, a decline of almost 8%. UM's enrollment has dropped by almost 30% since 2010. Enrollment is closely tied to budgeting. The Missoulian reports UM's on track to close almost half of its $10 million budget shortfall by the end of this fiscal year. UM spokesperson Paula Short.
The exact ramifications for the enrollment number with the budget depend on a variety of things that are not fully known yet in terms of the mix to resident and non-resident students, how many of those students in the total headcount are taking a full-time load. There's a few more things that will need to be looked at before we know for certain what the impacts to the budget will be beyond what has already been anticipated.
Short partially blames this semester's enrollment decline on a large graduating class in the spring. Another factor, dual enrollment students, high school students who are also enrolled at UM taking courses for college-level credit.
For instance, last fall, we reported 280 students enrolled in our dual enrollment programs and only 64 this year, so a difference of almost 220 students. Those students are going to historically be counted in the spring semester, so it's not exactly an apples-to-apples comparison in that specific category.
Short adds, UM saw troubling early enrollment indicators back in the spring.
Well, we were lagging in applications year to date at one point by several hundred, in fact close to 1,000 applications, and so we had been working on that. There had been a little delay in some of our financial aid processing late last fall, and that carried over early into the first of the year, and those are just some things that we need to address and do better.
UM reports some positive gains. Its international student population, for example, grew by 14% or 89 students this semester over this time last year. UM now hosts over 700 international students. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Federal officials are recommending approval of a plan to block new mining claims for 20 years on public lands in the mountains north of Yellowstone National Park. U.S. Forest Service Woman spokeswoman Marna Daly said the local head forester endorsed the plan to withdraw 30,000 acres in Montana's scenic Paradise Valley from new claims for gold, silver, platinum, and other minerals.
We're psyched. We're really excited.
That's Colin Davis, a founding member of the Yellowstone Gateway Business Coalition, a group of hundreds of Park County land and business owners fighting proposed local mining plans.
We're psyched. We're really excited. You know, it's news we have hoped for and a lot of us have worked really hard for. It seems like an administrative withdrawal is imminent.
A final decision is up to the Office of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who says it could be finalized in the coming weeks. Again, Colin Davis.
And Interior Secretary Zinke has expressed support of this publicly on so many occasions, I can't imagine that the wind would be blowing in an opposite direction.
The withdrawal would affect public lands, not existing mining claims, or exploration on private lands. MTN News reports the U.S. Department of Justice will grant more than $113 million to American Indian and Alaskan Native communities to improve public safety, serve victims of crime, combat violence against women, and support youth programs. Several reservations in Montana will receive over $1 million in grant money. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has proposed closing a popular crowded bison hunting area near Yellowstone National Park to non-Indian hunters and is taking public comment on the proposal. Beatty Gulch near Gardner is a roughly half-square-mile bottleneck where bison migrate north out of Yellowstone. According to FWP, between 200 and 300 bison are killed here every year during the bison hunt, which opens November 15th. FWP says they're issuing the closure due to public safety concerns. It's common for groups of 20 to 30 hunters to fire on bison entering the area at once. The closure does not affect tribal hunters who take the majority of bison in the area. FWP has issued 40 bison tags for the area to state-licensed hunters this year. They say this is part of an ongoing effort to decrease hunting pressure at Beatty Gulch. Public comment lasts until October 12th. Visit our website, mtpr.org, to learn how to get your voice heard. A former Montana high school athletic trainer has apologized to student athletes via media interviews after they accused him of sexual abuse in the community of Miles City that lasted for decades. KULR reports 78-year-old James E. Doc Jensen said he was sorry today in a telephone interview hours after the Billings Gazette reported 18 former athletes had sued him and the school district on behalf of themselves and other unknown victims. The lawsuit alleges Jensen performed nude massages and sexual acts on the boys as part of what he called the program to enhance their strength and testosterone levels. Jensen told the Gazette he acknowledged some sexual abuse but denied other sex abuse allegations. Jensen told the newspaper he hoped his actions, quote, didn't do a lot of emotional or other trauma to the boys, unquote. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Shaylee Rager.